Greetings, this is Maitri, Wabi Sabi Woman, coming to you on the 23rd of March 2017. It's Thursday, and we had a cold snap last night. It is spring this week, but it got down to freezing last night. And sadly, with the freeze that we had about a week and a half ago when it snowed, which was beautiful to see, but those freezing temperatures nipped the buds from the azaleas. And my azalea bushes are looking so sad. They had been blooming and a lot of them were in bud, and those buds are limp and pitiful. I hope some of the azaleas survive. I hope the warm weather will bring forth some blooming that hadn't yet come into bud yet. So, a lesson for blooming too soon before you're ready, maybe. Yesterday, when I recorded the podcast, I was in a nervous, fearful sort of place, and I feel like I did a little rambling, and I questioned whether I should put the podcast up, but then I thought, I'm trying to be authentic, I'm trying to reach out to people who need help when they need it, and all showing up only when everything is hunky-dory and going well, and never showing the scared sides doesn't really help anybody. So while I hadn't started this podcast to be a place to be dealing with anxiety ongoing, it seems to have been what came up for me in my life. And so it's something that I guess I will be dealing with here. And more on that in a moment if I have time. Yesterday, one of the people who listens to my podcasts regularly asked if I could speak a little bit or offer exercises from the work that I do, from my writing classes. So I jotted down some notes this morning from writing exercises for the Wabi Sabi Woman. And anyone, really. And this is a three-part exercise. And earlier in these podcasts, I talked about a series of exercises that I had done with my students for many years that they really loved and found very helpful. And that series was called Hurdles. If you look back at Audio Boom through the podcasts, you will be able to find that in there. And that would be at audioboom.com/Maitri Lee Belul. You will find all of the podcasts there and scroll down back to the beginning. These, I have 130+ podcasts there. Most of them were from 3 years ago when the fire happened and I had to stop recording, but I started again on, I believe, the 9th of February this year. So if you will scroll back through the podcasts early on, you'll find the hurdles exercise. But this three-part exercise, if you're doing it at home, you will spend 10 minutes with each one of these exercises, and it's timed writing. So when you start, say go and start writing and don't stop, no matter what, for 10 minutes. You don't worry about spelling, punctuation, or grammar. Nobody's going to collect it or read it or see it. It's just for you. So the first thing that you will write is, where are the places in your body or life that feel broken? It's very important that we first clarify what those things are inside ourselves that are making us feel anxious or worried or sad or depressed, those wabi-sabi places that are broken or cracked or fractured or not quite what they usually are, they are that you would like them to be. So what are the places in your body or life that feel broken? The second exercise is, what can you do to heal them? Now, this is where you're going to explore for 10 minutes everything that you can possibly think of and just write as fast as you can and let whatever wants to come up, come up. What can you do to heal them? With these broken places, it might be physical body things. You might need medicine or to see a doctor or a natural healer, natural healing methods. It might be that you need to love yourself more. You might need to put some self-care practices in place. You might need to call a friend. There are many things that you can do to help heal those broken places. So the second exercise, what can you do to heal them? And the third exercise is, how can you love them? The most important thing about being a wabi-sabi woman, the wabi-sabi woman's way, is that we acknowledge the broken places, we do what we can to heal them, and then most importantly, we do what we can to love them, to accept them, to come to a place of acceptance and kindness and compassion for those places in our bodies or our lives where we are distressed and feeling as though things just aren't right. It's the wabi-sabi nature of it all, the brokenness, the healing, the coming to love. For me, anxiety and bringing it out into the light was important. Anxiety is coupled with shame. It's not something that we want to talk about. It's not something that other people are comfortable with. But bringing it out into the light, acknowledging it, talking about it, both reaching out to other people for help and offering support in return. It's a give and a take, and often I have been healed as much by reaching out to help others or to answer them or to listen to them as I have receiving help myself. So it's bringing these things out into the light of day so that we can really see them clearly and look at them, find ways to heal them, find ways to love them. So those exercises again are, what are the places in your body or life that feel broken? What can you do to heal them? And how can you love them? I think that if you try to do this exercise, you will find that it is very, very helpful. And it might just be for small things in your life, and it might be for very large things. It's something that I've gone through recovering from and coming to terms with the Bell's palsy and the paralysis that has never gone away, and dealing with the aftermath of the fire and all of the losses and so much more. So I hope that these exercises will be helpful to you and give you a little bit of an idea how writing can help you on your wabi-sabi path. And I will be coming to you again tomorrow, and I'm sending you love. and so much gratitude for being here.